Welcome back to
Shoot. I'm leaving. There, it's recording.
Oh, it's recording finally?
Yeah.
Sweet. Welcome back to Shifting the Gears. I'm Kira Shinsako, and today we have Quinn. I know him more as Wags or Blue Moose. What's going on, dude?
Not too much. How are you doing tonight, man?
Not too bad. I'm kind of jealous of that Simric seat I'm looking at right now.
Oh, man, it's so comfortable. I can sit in here for hours on end and just lose track of time in it.
I've seen it happen, so I've witnessed it on stream. This is the second Zoom call we've been, second official Zoom recording I'm doing, so hopefully it goes well. So let's see, how did we meet?
I found you on Twitch, and I liked what I saw with your racing, so I tried to get you to come online and race with me instead of just doing the career mode on GT Sport.
Well, yeah, I think that was when I was doing I had a bug up my butt about I've got to do more like GT career mode. I don't know what it was. Something sparked me, but no, it was fun. Yeah, I believe I started watching you on stream after that and gave you hints here or there, and now I have to chase you down.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Seems like it's kind of just the way that cycle goes with most people.
Some people just end up making better coaches, right?
Yeah, I think that's definitely my direction, would be more of a coach. So since I'm looking at the rig, I gotta bring this up, just because it's going into most people's off season for automotive, like, you know, motorsports. What kind of rig are you running?
Currently, I'm running the entry level rig. It's a Next Level Racing FGT Lite. There's another version that's even cheaper by like $40 Canadian, and it doesn't go into the formula position. This one, you can put it into a Formula One open wheel setup, or you can have it in the more popular GT mode, which is how I like it. It's super comfortable in the GT mode.
Okay. But
it just gives you that immersion for whichever game you're playing. You have that ability to put it into whichever style you want to race in. And then another bonus is it actually all folds up, and if you're limited on space, it folds up and you can just put it away in a corner and it takes up minimal space.
So it's perfect for like small living spaces or trying to maximize your living space.
Exactly. And you know, it's just also that base point of, I think it was just under $400 Canadian.
Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah, it's like an amazing price for anyone who's just getting into it and isn't sure how they're going to like it, that they're not spending too much money.
It's much better than the whole starting out the wheel stand that's going to move around on you and
walk. Yeah, I would recommend just skipping the wheel stand and going straight to the proper cockpit.
Yeah, unless you're willing to spend like a little bit extra money with the price of wood right now, at least in the States. A little bit extra money to create like a platform and find a proper seat. But I feel like by the time you do all that effort, save yourself the time and just go buy a used rig or go buy a rig. And
I mean, if you're going down the wood route, I would definitely say just save yourself the time, the effort, and the headache that it's going to cause, and buy yourself a nice rig. The metal is a much cleaner look. It's a comfortable feeling, and you're getting bang with your buck. These companies, sim racing is a niche market, right? So it's and these companies have to put the price points just that little bit higher so that way they can actually justify the R&D that they put into it. And there's no doubt about it that they all put a lot of R&D into what they put out. It shows and it feels in everything they do.
Oh, absolutely. Give me just a second. I got the train coming by.
Sure.
Let me let the first rail or two go. Can you hear that?
No, I can't.
All right, good. It's so terribly a lot annoying. So yeah, tell me a little bit about yourself, man. Like, what do you do for a living? Like, what got you into motorsports or automotive field? Like, just kind of like, let's have a little fun with it and run with it that way.
All right. So let people paint cars for a living.
Okay.
I wanted to paint cars and be in the auto body industry. Pretty much every kid is always like, oh, I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a police officer. Painting cars and the auto body industry has been that for me from day one. It's all I've ever wanted to do. So just finding my way to it was dream come true, quite literally.
What got you into it? Like families, friends, parents, a movie that kicked on? Like what was something that grabbed you?
I have no idea what it was that brought me in. My first video game I ever played was Need for Speed Underground.
All
right. I'm just going to hold off here for a second.
All right. Sorry, I was trying to get it so I was not looking down so much. I'm going to actually switch the screen as we're talking.
All right, see ya.
To my TV, so keep going.
All right, see ya. No, first video game I ever played where, you know, I actually didn't completely suck was Need for Speed Underground, the original.
Okay.
I'd say that was kind of my driving point. I really liked the customization you could do, and I really wanted to be able to do that in real life. And then my buddy got me into cars in real life in high school. He picked up an MR2, and just the mid-engine of that and the way those body, the classic body style of the Mark One looks, it's perfect. I fell in love with the MR2 and cars in general after that.
Now real quick, just because it's an MR2 and you know I'm a freak about MR2s, do you like the MK1 or the MK2 more?
MK1 100%. Just
is it
the sharper lines are where it's at, I think.
Okay, I honestly can't hate on it. I like the MK2s a little bit more just because like the smoother lines.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I almost bought a Mark II MR2, so
I was never a fan of honestly, the late 80s, early 90s, like the late 80s cars, the real boxy, sharp edge line ones, I was never a huge fan of. Maybe it's because that's what I grew up in and I was always around all the time. I had a distaste for that generation, like the 80s, because I love the 60s cars, but I love like the mid to late 90s sporty cars. I don't know, it's a weird joint. Maybe it's just a generation gap or the background gap we grew up on, but being around cars.
Could be.
Not honestly, not a bad choice. There's some pretty rad looking ones I've seen out there for the MK1s.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was your first step into the automotive painting, like automotive bodywork field?
I spent a long time trying to figure out exactly what it is that that auto body is. So I started off at car dealerships trying to work my way into the mechanics department, thinking that might be what I was looking for.
Okay.
Got into it. Really, really hated the smell of the oils, especially transmission oils. So I was like, all right, well, we'll stray away from this a little bit. And then when I was a lot attendant at Volkswagen, I ended up taking a quick break from automotive in general once I crashed their plow truck into the petrol shed.
No.
I did. Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, I hit the pile of snow I made to push it out of the lot just a little too hard. And the plow and the entire truck skipped over it and I spun it into the petrol shed in front of the assistant manager, general manager. So,
all right, for those of you who are maybe new to the automotive industry, we call that gasoline or gas.
Gas, diesel.
I was listening to a podcast the other day and some guy had never heard of the word petrol, ever heard of the word petrol.
Oh shit.
I was like, wait, what? And then I realized like America's one of the only ones that use the word gas because we're fucking weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you run the imperial system, right?
You know what? Yeah, you
do everything backwards.
We really do. Are you glad you went with that way or do you wish you would have went somewhere else or? As something I like to ask a lot of people, especially with the, like, you know, racers, do you wish you would have gotten started on it earlier in life?
Yeah, I do. I do wish I got into cars a lot sooner than I did, because I didn't get my first love until I was 16. And that was, like I said, that was about Need for Speed Underground. And then the first car in real life that I fell in love with was 17, 18. So that was way too late in life, I find. I could have had a lot more doors open to me in the automotive world had I just gotten into it sooner or found a way into it sooner.
I mean, that's honestly, I gotta say, that's a common thing I hear from people. I'm trying to find out how to hide this. Close. Cool. There we go. That's a common thing I've seen is like, you look at what you could have done if you would have had that X amount of time more. But I think it's pretty, frankly, pretty badass. Like, it's really cool what you get to do. Because there's not many people on the planet that at least that I've seen that can do something like you do on a daily basis and make something turn and look so nice. Like, you have guys like Neil that are just like, yeah, go ahead and just do it for me. Like, given I'm doing, you know, you've seen what I'm trying to do with the deuce. I know it's not gonna look as nice as a pro would ever even get close to, but it's something I want to learn. I want to understand a little bit more, and I want to get to know a little bit more about. So,
well, one of the things I tell people all the time about auto body is anybody can do it. I could easily train a monkey to do it blindfolded. So you don't have to be a genius or anything like that to be able to do it successfully. You have to have patience, a good baseline of knowledge, and someone kind of guiding you that's willing to teach you. All right, that way you know how to do quality work. But if you have an attention to detail, even a slight amount, you're good to go.
I can see that. All right, so let's see. We got to get to know a little bit about you without getting too personal about it. But you brought up how we met on Twitch and sim racing. So we're part of a you created what's known as a Sleep at the Wheel Racing League, right?
I'm one of the three founders. Yeah.
All right, and who would since you're one of the three founders, like, what is a Sleep at the Wheel, and how do you think that helped us get to know each other more?
Well, so Sleep at the Wheel, it started off as an accident or just a one-time race where me and my coworker wanted to see who out of all of our groups of friends was the best and fastest sim racer. So we were just going to do a one-time one-hour endurance race through sim racing to figure out if myself, I was on the controller at the time, if I was better having proper race experience, or him on a really expensive, or I guess now that I know more about sim racing, mediocrely priced.
At the time, to you guys, to you as an expensive unit, because you were looking from a controller to this unit's X amount of dollars.
That's right. And he also had a cockpit as well. So he had the whole setup going already, and I literally had a controller. So we wanted to see if my racing experience would make me faster, or if tech makes you better on a video game that's based off of proper racing. Turns out tech helps quite a bit. He did beat us, beat me. He actually won the very first race ever. But our other founder, guy out in Australia, goes by the gamer tag of Your Face, and I told him about the race. I invited him into it, and he just went crazy on it and recruited nearly a full lobby of people. So almost 16 racers in total. He got a 10-year-old sim racer with multiple world records on Dirt Rally to join us.
I remember watching that video of that kid driving, and I was like, I quit.
Yeah, no, that kid's fucking, he's amazing. I can't talk enough good shit about him. Such a good racer. But so yeah, he got all these guys. He got he actually got one of the PX7s to join the Discord. So for those of you guys who aren't too well known of sim racing, PX7 is a racing team here in North America, and mainly they are based mainly in Canada, and they are the top racers in North America. They win all of the world championships, or not all of them, but they go to the world championships, and they're just constantly the best. So we had one of them join the Discord, and just slowly get in. I mean, that's notoriety right there, just to have one of them even in the league.
even to respond or pay attention to you at that time is a huge step. Like,
exactly. And then, so yeah, after the race, literally everyone that was in the race was like, we need to do this again. We want to do this more often. Can you turn this into like a league or something? And I was like, I mean, if you guys want it, I'll make it happen. Like, that's not a problem. I can facilitate that pretty easily. So we made the Discord more official. We came up with the proper name, and we came up with a sleep at the wheel, because with the Australians racing with us, there was no good time where somebody in the league wasn't going to be dead tired from either waking up hella early or just being up hella late. So we like, so someone's going to be sleeping at the wheel. And it was a clever name.
Group. I could see it. That's pretty cool. Are you glad you stuck with it? Like, are you glad you've continued and helped reach out to people? Because personally, I've seen some of the guys. I am part of the league. I more spectate. But it's pretty cool. Like, it's seeing some of these guys come in that, man, I've never done wheel-to-wheel racing, or I've never competed with a human being that you can talk, you know, an actual, how a lobby where you can actually, you're actually connected and you're in the same league. Where they go from, I've never done this, when they back out of the way to anybody that's even remotely near them, to where now you have guys like some of the top five you guys have in the league are where they are vastly competitive, where now they're helping reach out and teach people on how they're doing it.
Yeah. And with the way the league has started to grow, we actually have coaches now where we help people improve their racecraft, which I'm not going to lie, I've taken advantage of that. And I feel like when I hit the tracks now, I'll be able to use what I've learned through the coaches and the league in real life, and it'll actually assist me. And I might become even better as a real life racer as well.
I've watched some of the streams, and you definitely look more comfortable. You look more stable and in control.
Well, like just, I said, the tech helps with that. Having a proper cockpit is a big help as well, rather than being on a lazy boy like I was.
Would you say you were falling asleep at the wheel?
I was pretty, I was the wrong kind of comfortable in the lazy boy, for sure.
All right, for sure. I dig it. Now, with the league, we could talk about the league for quite a while. With sim racing, at least to me, being such a big part of my automotive get together and getting to meet people, you may be able to say that for yourself. But now with the league, we don't, you know, I got to watch you guys, but you don't just do daily races or week races. Like, you expand out to quite a few other things. You want to cover some of the other stuff you guys get to cover, like tournaments and seasons or charities or whatever. Sorry, you guys do. No, you're fine.
We held two main series events throughout the year. Our biggest and most popular one is what we call GT Spree. And we take GT3 cars on 1-hour endurance races, which is how the whole league started. We do them once a month, give everyone a full month to practice up and get really comfortable with the track and whatnot. And then we do that from March until the end of November, just to make sure that everyone's getting the optimal amount of points for the championship. And then we take everyone's best five finishes in the season, and that is what makes up the championship standings we'll call it the world championship of the Sleep of the Wheel world champion. And this year, as it is our second season with GT Spree, the current world champion is taking quite a fall from grace because of all the amazing racers that we've managed to pick up over a year of being together. And he's now placed sixth in the league.
Wow, I've missed a lot, apparently.
Yeah, he's like I said, quite a fall from grace. Doesn't make him any less of an amazing racer. But,
no, definitely not.
It just speaks to the level of competitors that we've grabbed. And I can't say as I would have it any other way, because the better people we're racing it, the quicker our racecraft is going to increase. And then just because it's only once a month, we do during GT Spree, we have a support race every week that isn't during the main race.
And now, just real quick, just because you're expanding out to where you're saying you have your main event. You have your main event, which is once a month, then you have support races. For anybody who does sim race or is interested in sim racing, or maybe you actually track drive, but you need some practice just to keep, you know, hone the skills, whatever. Your perspective of what you are. I was going to say, like, if you do sim race and you do actually race or whatever, you enjoy it. How welcoming, you know, are you a very welcoming league? Are you open to anybody coming in? Are you particular on what it is? Because obviously we've both seen how certain leagues can be of you can only be in if you're this, or we don't want anybody, or everybody's welcome, or, you know, whatever.
So
you can build on that, but if that
I can answer that quite in a fair bit of detail and not go too crazy either at the same time. So we're a very open and welcoming league. We think everybody deserves a shot. As long as you're a clean racer or willing to learn how to become a clean racer, we want you. That's how that's going to go. Simply put, everyone is welcome. You just have to read our etiquette and expectations of you as a racer, accept them, and follow them on the track and in the Discord, and we'll keep you around for as long as you want to be there. Past that, you know, like I said, we got the coaches there to help everybody who wants help. And where was it going with that? Yeah, it's just you just simply have to get yourself past that whole reading the rules, which granted are very in depth, so that way there's no gray area and no confusion. But you get past that first little initial bit of reading, and you're going to be in what I believe, after being in a couple of actual esports leagues and another just, you know, hobbyist leagues like Asleep at the Wheel, I think it's the best community-based race league there is. So it doesn't matter if you never raced before, real life or on sim. Doesn't matter if you're on controller, whatever. If you want to give it a shot, hop into our Discord. We will help you out. We will work with you and make you the best racer out there if we can.
Fantastic. Like I said, I just want to bring that up just in case somebody does listen that does like sim racing or is curious about it. Maybe it could be somewhere they can go and learn something, because obviously, like you said, with the league, the amount of people you've had, the experiences and the knowledge they have across the board, whether they've been on a track or they've never been on a track, or they're just passionate or super attentive, whatever it might be, they might pick something out of it. But
they might.
So you do a once a month race. That's your primary. You do some support races. What else you guys do?
Throughout the year, we also do a couple of charity races, because we believe in giving back and helping to those that need help. If you don't mind, we're actually prepping up right now for our next charity race, which is because we're primarily based in Alberta, Canada. We're prepping up for our next charity race, which will be supporting the Alberta Children's Hospital through Extra Life, which is a streaming source that helps with the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. So we're building that up. We've set a pretty minor goal. I think it's pretty low, but our goal is to raise $1,000 for this event. It goes until, sorry.
I think that's very doable, especially we get any listeners who might know somebody or whatever. Like, you never know, you pop the right thing. But hopefully this reaches out and helps. But
just hopefully
the people you guys know. And just people giving, like you said, a little bit here or there. Like, I should say, with that goal, people can give a little bit here or there. But I think that's a very reasonable goal going to a very good cause.
I think it's probably one of the best causes we've done a charity for so far. We've helped with ALS Canada, again, with being a mostly Canadian league. We try to stick with Canada, but we are looking to do some in the States or some charity work for the States as well. Just anywhere that we can help, we want to be able to do that.
Fantastic. Now, are there certain groups that you want to, you know, connect to that one, so to speak, where maybe someone knows something, or you want to.
So obviously we have a couple of partners, Extra Life being our biggest one, because they're the ones who are holding and where the money's going to go through Extra Life straight to the Children Miracle Network's hospital of our choice, which was, again, the Alberta Children's Hospital. That's awesome. So Extra Life is the biggest partner that I want to state a shout out, but we're partnered with another gaming community that's helping us extend our reach a little bit, and that's Avlad Gaming. And then another big partner is the Midgard Vikings Brotherhood of Canada. And
I've never heard of that.
So the Midgard Vikings Brotherhood, it's actually, if we exclude the Canada bit, it's a global brotherhood of brothers with facial hair, all driven towards bettering themselves, bettering each other, and bettering the world, however possible. We, as a brotherhood, do a lot of charity work as well.
That's awesome.
We try to do one charity every quarter.
I think that's a really good cause. Gives people plenty of time to rest and build and, you know, design and improve on what they've done before or learn, so to speak.
Exactly. And it gives us a chance to really look at what we did on the last charity and how we can better our next campaign.
That's fantastic. That's actually really cool. Did not know that was the origin of Avlad Gaming.
Oh no, Avlad Gaming separate from Midgard Vikings.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought they were like together.
No, Avlad Gaming, just a bunch of average folk that really like gaming. No different than you and I, where we just, you know, we game because it's fun.
Okay.
And we want to meet other people that are like-minded. We all have lives, and just if you want to hop in a lobby, whether it be sim racing or Call of Duty or DayZ or just any game in general, if you want to hop in a lobby with people and just meet like-minded guys, Avlad is the group to go for that, because they don't care what game they're playing. They just want to play games. They all love games, everyone in there.
Fantastic. Now, how did you find out about the Brotherhood?
The Brotherhood I've actually been with since day one.
Okay.
I started off as a brand ambassador with the beard struggle.
Ah.
Okay. They started up a Discord server to get their ambassadors all together in one spot in the region, so or in the different countries. So Canada started up. And then at the beginning of 2021 here, they actually were like, you know what? We think we could do something better, so we're gonna separate the Discord groups, and we're gonna make them into their own brotherhood, where they're gonna focus mainly on charity work and have nothing to do, unless they want to have something to do with the ambassador program. They're gonna have nothing to do with the ambassador program anymore, and they're just gonna focus on charity work. And that struck home for me. I love doing charity work. I love helping out however I can. So I was like, yeah, I'll ditch my ambassador program. I suck at selling shit.
I think most people do.
That's right. You definitely have to know what you're doing to not suck at it. I definitely suck. I don't know what I'm doing. I couldn't sell fucking anything to anyone who actually needed it.
I think you could if it was the right product that you were passionate enough about.
I mean, I'm pretty passionate about these products, and I know a lot about them, and I've gotten one sale since I started with them. So
okay.
It's just a lack of knowledge of how to sell yourself and sell products.
Okay, that's fair. Jeez, it is raining hard out here. I love the rain. Now, what got you into wanting to donate to a charity or combine with the Brotherhood, or you know, or whatever sponsors you have to donate to this charity?
I mean, the Alberta Children's Hospital just does amazing work at trying to help wherever they can, whether it be with trying to find a cure in child's cancer or whatever it is, right? They have got their foot in a lot of things, and they're just constantly trying to better life for children. And as a father of two, I can't see a better reason for them to help them out reaching their goals to get the funds needed to do that.
I think that's awesome.
But just in general, you know, I've never been really been in a position myself where I've needed help, but I know that there's a lot of people in my life that if I ever was, would help me out. And I want to reach out to, even if I don't know them, I want to reach out to people and just be able to help them however I can. And if it means helping raise some funds for a charity that helps a lot of people, I'm all for that always, just because, you know, the world's dark and dreary a lot of the time. So if we can help brighten it a little bit, that's what I want. I just want to shine a light where I can. As cheesy as that sounds.
No, I honestly don't think it's too cheesy. Like, I think it's pretty cool. I think everybody needs a spark or a light every so often. And something like that, I think a lot of people can get behind and support, regardless of where you're from or what you do. So that's pretty rad. Now, when is this next event you guys are hosting for the next charity?
The next charity race will be on Sunday, November 7th of this year.
Let me add that to the calendar right now, because I completely forgot.
It's in less than 2 weeks now, I think. Or I guess no, 2 weeks on the dot, because it is Sunday today. So.
Wow, okay. Wow, that's coming up quick.
It's coming up very quick.
No,
it's going to be, I think this will be the most fun race that Asleep at the Wheel's ever done.
Now, just to ask some questions, I'm kind of curious on a personal behalf. Where is it, you know, what game are you hosting it on? Where can people watch you? And how long is the race or the stream, charity donation, whatever you want to call it, you know, the charity stream going to be?
All right, so the charity stream, I'm going to aim for myself personally, I'm going to be aiming for about 4 to 6 hours of streaming.
Okay.
The actual event that Asleep at the Wheel is hosting will take place. The lobby will open up. It'll open up 9 o'clock Eastern time. The race will take place. First race will take place at 10 Eastern. There'll be it'll be a 20-minute race. There'll be a 10-minute break after that. Then another 20-minute race, then another 10-minute race, or 10-minute break, and then a final 20-minute race. Then what we think works really well, or keeps everyone interested in wanting to donate more, is every $10 donation that's made to the charity gets, whoever donated that $10 is allowed to pick one racer on the grid and say where they get to start one race.
I honestly think it's kind of cool. Yeah. I think that's cool because it can make the race vastly interesting. You know, so I'm just trying to block that light on the camera because it's really bothering me. I think that's pretty cool because it can make the race very interesting, where you could have a top tier start in the middle or in the back or in a cluster of newcomers. Like, it could be
great. Right, and then it can make them have to actually fight to get up to the front of the pack where they're used to being. I think it adds so much chaos in such a fun and exciting way.
For
it makes you want to stick around and actually watch and see what's going to happen.
I would say so. I would definitely, I've seen stuff like that happen in a variety of games of, you can only use this weapon, or you can only start over here, or you have to start in 15th place and only use your left hand.
The nice thing is that it's, the donation only locks the racer into that one spot for that race. So they could start back of the pack one race, and then somebody could donate to them and be like, you know what? You're going to start at the front of the race this time because you got fucked on the last one.
I think that's pretty cool. Yeah. Now, where can they watch you?
They can watch us.
We can talk about sim racing all day.
Yeah, we could, for sure. You can check us out. You can find me on Twitch at Blue Moose 65. A couple other racers that are participating are people like Sim Legion, who's also on Twitch, Mr. Fuzzy Wuzzy, also on Twitch. Who else is there? We got Black Stig, who is Black Stig 32, who streams on YouTube, and one of the founders of Avlad will be streaming the race. He's on Twitch as well under Chef Gone War.
Now, do you guys have any, just speaking of a league, now can they only watch a racer's channel? Or do you guys have a commentary channel or like a channel where, I guess like a spectator's channel, where they can, and you guys can see a variety of people throughout the race instead of just one view?
So Fuzzy, Mr. Fuzzy Wuzzy is going to be the closest we have to a spectator channel.
Okay.
He's not actually going to be racing. He will be commentating the races by himself this time.
That's awesome.
He brings a lot of good energy and excitement to what he does when he comes to commentating shit. He's really good at that. Really enthusiastic, and I think he's just gonna be a fun guy for anyone to watch. I mean, last time he commentated a charity race for us, he called me a power walking senior, which fucking just makes me laugh every time I think about it. Because at the time I was going so slow. But also so fast.
That's impressive.
Yeah, he's like Blue Moose is on a mission. He's like a power walking senior at the mall right now.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So yeah, no, he's got all kinds of good quips. Just in general, just a great guy to watch as well.
That's awesome. Are you excited for this event? Are you glad you're getting to spread the word about it?
Honestly, this event is the most exciting event I've had the privilege of planning so far. We're doing a lot of interesting things with this event, besides just having the donators be able to pick a spot. We're encouraging people to drift around the track this time. We're using rally cars on tarmac to make things really interesting on the stupidest tires we could pick. Second stupidest tires that we could pick. And it's just all around a good time. So from what I've been practicing with the guys,
I think it's pretty rad. It's definitely going to make it more comical and more intriguing for people to watch, where they can hear you guys kind of maybe interact and have some fun, where it's not just the everyday mundane sim race where nobody really talks or nobody's wanting to have fun. Like, this seems like it's going to be a fun time where anybody could come and watch, enjoy, donate for a good cause.
Absolutely. And one thing I really love about the league is that with the exception of some of our main series events, we're all in the same party chat, just shooting the shit and trash talking each other during the race. And that'll definitely be happening during the charity race. So you can tune into anybody's channel except for Fuzzy's. And you'll be able to hear what we're all saying to each other and just how we're all reacting to what's going on the track.
I'm excited to watch it. I'm extremely excited. What would you say is going to be the biggest challenge for this one versus previous charity races?
The biggest challenge for this one, I would say, is not taking other racers out is going to be the biggest issue. and staying off the wall.
Okay. Where is this race being held at?
So obviously it's, with it being sim racing, so we can travel the whole world while staying at home, which is beautiful. So we're actually traveling all the way to Tokyo, and we're going to be doing their Tokyo Expressway.
I'm so watching this race. Watching this.
Average. It's going to be so much fun, man.
I'm excited to see this. I'll definitely be sharing this on the Instagram and the Twitter and on the anchor page for the podcast. Since I don't want to keep you too long, I know it's being a Sunday night. And you, what's it, 7 o'clock by you? Seven-ish?
It's only five.
That's right. I keep forgetting you're behind me. And I'm
excited. I am behind you, yeah.
That's right. I have to go to bed by the time you guys race.
Yep.
Is there anything else you want to cover before and let people know stuff about, or how to, anything about sim leagues or anything? Because like I said, we could talk about sim racing in the league for hours
on end.
Just the funny jokes and the experiences and the knowledge of the group. Is there anything else you want to cover?
No, but if you don't mind popping up the links to Avlad Gaming, Sleep at the Wheel, and in case any of your your viewers or listeners here want to donate, if we could pop up the link so that way they could have access to donate. Again, anything would help. Don't feel pressured though if you can't.
Absolutely. And if you could, I know you listed a couple of sponsors. Are there any other sponsors or groups that are attached to this that you're trying to get awareness for? So maybe somebody knows another group that happens to know this one or knows of sim racing, to maybe grow the awareness of it.
For as far as sponsors go, you sponsoring Asleep at the Wheel with the podcast is as far as we go for sponsors, but the partners that I've listed, those are all of the partners for this event that we have.
Fantastic.
So I'll list them off one more time just to be safe so everyone can remember. So there was our official sponsor for the league, which is Shifting Through the Gears. Love having them as a sponsor. You guys are fucking awesome. Make some great content. Then we have Avlad Gaming, Asleep at the Wheel Racing League, Midgard Vikings Brotherhood, technically it's Central Canada, but we'll go with all of Canada, and Extra Life, which is just the charity organization that actually is handling all of the money and making sure that it gets to the Alberta Children's Hospital Foundation.
That's fantastic. And now, where can people find you, and how can they get a hold of you and get to be in touch with you?
Well, they can always find me on Twitch when I'm streaming, Instagram under BlueMoose65 if they want to follow me there. I have Twitter. I haven't figured out how to use it yet, so I'm slowly working on that. Again, all my socials are under BlueMoose65. You can reach me on any of those. You can also reach out to Midgard Vikings Central Canada on Instagram, and myself or any of the brothers that have access to that will, if you have any questions about the Brotherhood, we'll be happy to answer your questions there. And then, yeah, you can always find me on Avlad's Discord or on the Sleep of the Wheel Discord as well. Fantastic. I love chatting. So anyone who wants to ask me questions or anything like that, just hit me up anywhere.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you being on, man. I hope you have a great day. Great luck with the stream. We're excited to see what happens. I know awesome. I am. I definitely will be probably hosting the stream as far as like hosting somebody's channel. Just to grow the awareness, because I got to watch this happen. Seems fun. Definitely excited to hear Fuzzy commentate. Other than that, man, appreciate you being on. And
well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time to let me on here.
Absolutely. And I hope the event turns out well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.